Well, serve your man. According to my next guest, all women should be a wife first, a mother second, and then focus on their career third. She calls Hillary Clinton a lousy wife while saying Laura Bush is a great one. So what gives? With me now is Dr. Veronica Corbinick. Dr. Goodad.
Great to be here.
A lot of people are going to hear that and say, oh, man. What do you say?
I say that you were chosen to be a wife, and so you have to do your job as a wife just as well as you do your job as a physician, a lawyer, a politician. So when you're chosen, your husband expects you to meet the needs of him. You expect him to meet your needs. So therefore, you need to do what you need to do as a wife first and put that at the top of your priority list.
All right. Now, you said you had, tell me during the break, you have three kids, right?
I have three sons.
All right. And you've been married almost 20 years?
Yes.
And you put your husband ahead of the kids?
I do. I do things like take him to the train station every morning, pick him up at night. I work my schedule around my life as a wife and then my life as a mother. And my children also understand that there's time where mom and dad are spending time together and they're aside.
And your argument is it makes for better parenting that way anyway. When the couple is tight, close, makes for better kids down the road, right?
It does, because what has happened is as women have lost their way and they don't know what it means to be a good wife. And how do they learn that? They learn that through how their mother and father interact at home. So we have to teach women and men what it means to be a good partner. And then marriages will be much more successful.
You said Hillary Clinton was bad at that. Laura Bush is good at it. What did you mean?
Hillary has been trying to be in front of her husband the whole time and further her own career. When her husband was the most powerful man in the world, she wasn't behind his vision. She was behind her vision and always has. Whereas Laura Bush, although she's a professional and a very intelligent woman, she always follows her husband and is behind his vision.
You know there are going to be women listening to this say, well, you know, we're not slaves. We're not second-class citizens. You seem to give that image.
I absolutely am not telling people to be a servant. You have to
Does your husband like worship the ground you walk? I mean, if you're doing all this for him, you were my wife, I'd say, man, I'm going to take you out every night. I'm going to...
You're not superwoman, but let's think about women like Nancy Reagan or Coretta Scott King. Those are women who supported the vision of their husband so well that even when their husbands were faltering and even when they were dead, they kept their vision alive.
All right, but what if you have a husband who's just cheating on you left and right, chasing interns? I mean, why be loyal to a guy like that?
Well, it probably started because one thing that Hillary does not give Bill is admiration. And she definitely looks like the type of woman that when he says, I want some, she's saying, no way, I don't feel
hey,
like
hey. All right, so you're saying that you women just have to be a little more sycophantish to their husbands?
Well, there's a time to step back, and when you walk into the house, it's a time to step back and let your husband feel like he's in charge, even though you know that the decisions are being made side by side, you let him be forward until there's peace in the home.
All right, even if it's the man deciding the peace.
The women are deciding the peace, too, and the women who decide
you're actually getting your way by making him thinking he's getting
you. You interestingly do get your way because you're not having a fight about it anymore.
All right, I'd like you to come home and talk to my wife, Dr. Dr. Veronica Corbinick. Thank you very, very much. I'm sure
thank
there are going to be a few emails on this particular segment.